This is Tom Warren inviting you to take just a few moments out of your day to enjoy with us 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes in which we think about the message of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, He who died for us, He who died for you, for your sins and mine. We've been talking the past several days about the all-sufficiency of the Bible, the marvelous, marvelous book that is the Bible, the sacred scriptures. We've been showing that the Bible is all-sufficient to save us from our past or alien sins. That is, it is sufficient to enable one to become a child of God, to cease being a child of the devil and become a child of God. And for the past day or two, we've been talking about the fact that it is also sufficient to enable us to live the Christian life after we become Christians. We've been pointing out that it shows us how to live a life of love, how to live a life of purity, how to live a life of humility, and how to live a life of sacrifice. And now let me point out that the Bible also shows us how to live in submission to God's will. This every person must do, even if it costs him all of his property, the affection of all the members of his family, if it costs him all of his friends. He must do it even if it costs him his freedom and he must go to prison, and even if his own life is threatened, if he must even give up his life, if he must die in order to be faithful to Christ. Jesus made this clear in a number of passages. For instance, Luke chapter 14, verses 26 to 33, and in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Paul made it clear in Acts 21 and verse 13 when he said, I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die. There he obviously meant, I am ready not only to go to prison in order to be faithful to Christ, but I am ready even to lay down my life. And as Paul indicated, as he looked back over his life, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that have loved his appearing. And so, you see, the Bible shows us how to live in submission to the will of God. You do not need any other book. Now, when someone comes to you and says, well, we believe the Bible all right, but we believe it only insofar as it's properly translated, and we have three other books here that you must also follow in order to be saved. Friends, you will know right away that this constitutes actually a rejection of the Bible. It makes the Bible contradict itself because the Bible claims to be all-sufficient. There is nothing you will lack if you will obey the gospel. If a man will do what the people were told to do on the day of Pentecost, when after having been convinced that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of God, they cried out in the conviction of their sin, Men, brethren, what shall we do? They were told by an inspired apostle, that is, by a man guided by the Holy Spirit, not that they must go seek out some additional message, but he said, Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, friends, if a person obeys the gospel, if he is baptized into Christ, according to the teachings of the Bible, he will have the promise of the remission of his sins. He doesn't need some other book in order to be assured of that. And the Bible further makes clear that if he will live as the Bible teaches as a Christian, he doesn't need any other book. It shows him all he needs to do to worship correctly, to live correctly, to be ready for everlasting life when it comes his time to quit the walks of men. Now, the Bible shows man that he must ever recognize the authority of God by submitting to God's will. Man must neither add to nor take away from God's Word. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of the fact that you can be saved if you'll believe and obey the Bible.